Joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Satellite, here he is, Richard Marx, Grammy Award winner. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He is a humanitarian. Would you call yourself a humanitarian?
I'd call myself a humanitarian.
At least half of it, right?
Hello, my brother.
Hello. I want to ask you about, I saw you on CNN a little earlier today talking about this. I need to ask you about Sammy Hagar. Very talented man, solo artist in his own right, but of course, you know, people will recall all of his fine work with Van Halen. Now, yep. He says that he wants to go back to work. He wants to go back to being in live concerts. He needs America to go back to work, because if America doesn't go back to work, more people will die. And if some people have to die on the way to getting America back to work, well, that's okay. What do you make of that?
I that's his opinion. I couldn't disagree more. I think it's short-sighted. I think it's very self-serving. We're not ready to go back to having concerts, for God's sakes. It's just common sense. It's critical thinking. I'm allergic to this whole, well, people are going to die. Well, people have to die. Who gets to make that choice? Who decides who dies? Not Sammy Hagar, not Donald Trump, not me, not you. Yeah, it was a very bizarre, I don't really know the guy. I've met him a couple of times. He's always been very nice to me. But, you know, I think that was a pretty short-sighted comment. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, dude, it's not about you. It's about people who love what you do,
right,
being at risk to come watch you do what you do. You think I don't want to go back on tour? That's my livelihood. You think Kenny Loggins and U2 and Sting and on, we all want to go back to work. We, not only is it our livelihood, we love it. We have the best job in the world, but it's not safe. It's not safe for people to gather. Who doesn't get that?
A lot of people don't get it. And there's a belief, I think, amongst many, Richard Marx, that they're not going to get it. And if they do get it, it's going to be okay because the death rate is less than 1%. And I don't really, I have to agree with you. I don't think that's the point. I think the point is people get really sick as a result of this. There is long-term damage to the lungs as a result of this. I get that we have to open up the economy. We're opening up in Illinois. We've done really well flattening the curve here, and we are opening. And I've been out. I've been to restaurants. I'm trying to live as much of a normal life as I can. But, you know, this is right now, because we're in such steep descent in Illinois, it's okay. You live in California now. You guys are shooting back up. Yeah. What do you think happened there?
Well, if I can just based upon what I've seen, you know, my wife and I Daisy and I don't really go out at all. Even though there has been a reopening, we don't go out. We stay home. We stay away from everybody because we feel like it's just too soon. But I will tell you that, you know, the one sort of semi-regular excursion is we take food and supplies to my mom where she lives, about a half an hour away. And we live in Malibu, and we drive up and down PCH it doesn't even have to be a weekend. It's just packed with tourists and locals, jammed at the beach. Nobody's wearing a mask. It's like they just don't get it. It's like it's not happening. It's like they're just pretending it's not happening. I think that alone is probably part of the reason for the surge. You know, I was so concerned about the COVID effects of the protests that have been happening over the weeks, over the last weeks. And so far, the science is that that has not really been the case. I think it's just people not taking precautions. It's just people just refusing to do this simple thing of wearing a mask and socially distancing.
I'm glad you brought up the protests, because that is one of the objections you hear when people say, well, why are we closing down the economy? We didn't close down the protests. Protesters were there. And if they weren't getting sick in mass, why is this so dangerous? I mean, it's one of the vagaries of this particular virus. And it's an argument that I think people use to say, hey, we're taking this way too seriously. Open up the economy. This is about destroying the economy. And it's all politics. You made that point on CNN, Richard Marx. This is all politics. Now, the science has left the building.
Science has left the building. Yeah. And something as simple as, you know, I use the example that years ago we had this psychopath who tried to blow up a plane using a bomb in his shoe, a homemade bomb in his shoe. Luckily, no one was even hurt. But to this day, many years later, we have to take off our shoes when we go to the airport. Just like it's mandatory to wear a seatbelt when you're in a car. You know why? because that is called protecting the masses. It's about what's doing the best for the most people. The fact that that's never been politicized.
Right.
And I'll tell you, you and I both know why this has become politicized, because the president politicized it. And
it's an election year, no question.
Yeah. So,
well, you know what's interesting? Even you take even local politicians, and you look at what's happening. There's anti-mask rallies going on in Arizona and in Texas, and you're like, okay, why is the mask? If you want to wear a mask, you should wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, you're putting yourself and others, more importantly, others around you at risk.
More importantly, others at risk. Yeah.
And it's really all about that. It's not about left or right. It's not being a weenie. It's not looking good in it. It's not getting your makeup on it or anything like that. It's really a very simple function. And you know, I'm sorry that like so many other things has gotten political. All right, hold on 1 second. Richard is doing a concert on Sunday, a virtual concert. It's an actual real concert, but you're going to watch it on your computer. I guess that's the best way to say that. Yeah. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. Back with Richard Marks, who is going to be performing in your living room coming up on Sunday here in Chicago at 3:00 Chicago time. You go on your computer and you go to the website. He's going to tell you all about that. And then you get to see this concert. And this is Front Row Seat, which is your hit single, Front Row Seat. You're naming it that. Front Row Seat Live. And how do people find it?
Well, you get your tickets through tourgigs.com, or you can just go to richardmarks.com. There's a link there as well, or my social media accounts. Yeah, I'm really excited about this because for me, it's sort of like the next best thing. You know, like we were talking about, I still feel as much as I'm dying to get back on the road and tour, I don't feel comfortable whatsoever in having people gather. I don't feel comfortable for their safety or my own. So this is the next best thing. And what it is it's sort of a combination of a regular gig and a TV special. There's a location in Burbank, which is not too far from me. And it's a full stage. Mm-hmm. It'll look just like my concert if you came to my show. Beautiful lighting, incredible pro sound. I'm going to just play all my hits. I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to kid around, even though there will be nobody in the room. And, you know, it's interesting. Even for this virtual concert, which will involve probably like 5 or 6 people, a couple of camera operators, a sound guy in another part of the building, we are taking such incredible precautions. The building itself has implemented a decontamination system that will be done twice before I even walk into the building. Mm-hmm. Any public spaces, everyone's going to wear a mask. It's mandatory PPE. You know, even for something like this, which just involves single-digit people, we're taking every health precaution possible. But anyway, that said, I'm really looking forward to it.
And it's just you. It's not a band. It's a troubadour show. It's you and your guitar.
Yeah, this one's just a solo acoustic show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play all my hits and some songs I wrote with and for other artists and just try to have an hour and a half where we just sort of hang out and relax. And people can be home wearing pants, sipping their martini, watching me.
Not wearing pants. Wearing pants. Pants optional, I suppose. That's pants the way optional. Work has really become now, too, for a lot of people. Pants optional. Although, now, Illinois, as we were talking about just a few minutes ago, Illinois is opening up, and people are starting to go back to work. I'm off for a week, and then I'm coming back into the studio finally, thank God, after being 3.5 months. You and I have been talking about this. It's like it really is isolating. It's really hard. And you said you've also been, at home, and, you know, we get together on Zoom, we get together with our friends on Zoom, and it's, you know, that's as good as it gets. But it, like, the idea of human contact, when the restaurants started opening up here, it was I couldn't believe it. The feeling of doing that, you can't really put into words what the sense of loss was when you regain that, at least temporarily. I think we're going to regain the ability to go out and socialize until, in some limited way, until there is a vaccine in a more robust way, right?
Right. Well, I really hope for your sake that you guys don't have a version of what's happened here, because things were really going well here in Los Angeles and in California.
Yeah, they were. I mean, as of 2 weeks ago, they were.
Yeah, and it's taken a real sudden downturn. So I hope that doesn't happen there. If it does, I think it really sort of is another argument for the case that, you know, reopening, quote, air quotes, reopening as we know it is really just not advised. It's maybe what we're going to learn from this is it's still too soon. And I know that that just blows people's minds. Like, people are like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. But you know what? We all have to do what we have to do.
Well, yes. And it does blow people's minds, and it blows business people's minds.
Yeah.
We all have friends who've got small businesses, family-owned businesses, whether it's restaurants, right? One of your best friends is a restaurateur. He's got a breakfast place, right? That is absolutely dependent on that morning and midday traffic of people going to work or coming to work, or, you know, families. And what are you going to do to those? You can't. How much money can the government actually print to keep sending out, and how long can it last? So we do have to come up with some sort of middle solution here to get people to safely be able to gather. Now, indoors in Illinois, you're going to start being able to go inside restaurants.
Wow, really?
On Friday, yeah, tomorrow. So that's really going to be something. But at 25% capacity, and some places aren't opening.
That would really make me nervous.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see, you know, as Trump says, we'll see what happens.
I don't know. If you follow Richard Marks on Twitter, you're going to see he's not a gigantic fan of the president, I think. I believe that might be the case.
That's for sure. But I also just think it's important to note that not just the president, but generally the entire administration is really not discussing the virus really hardly at all now. And that's really troubling to me, because we are still in a crisis. We are still in a major pandemic health crisis, and it's as if it's just not even worth talking about with this administration. And we need leadership, we need guidance, we need action, and in my opinion, we're not getting any of it.
Yeah, there is going to be a moment here in the fall where people have to, the officials are going to have to decide, public officials and sports officials, entertainment industry officials are going to have to decide when crowds can get back together. We are trying to, or endeavoring over the next couple of days, to try to get the Philly Fanatic on, because people don't realize this about the Philly Fanatic, the mascot. He's actually the head of the Mascot Hall of Fame, and God, who knew there was such a thing?
I had no idea there was a Mascot Hall of Fame.
Richard Marks, I'm going somewhere here with this. Major League Baseball is actually going to return to play with mascots in the stadiums and no fans. It's kind of creepy, and it has something to do with that furry thing or whatever that is. There's something weird about that.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little elf on the shelf, which is also creepy.
Oh, yeah, very. Yeah, because he's got that look on his face like, are you? Would you like to get undressed now? Wait, what? What? Why did my elf on... Mommy! My elf on the shelf just told me to get undressed! Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right, so do you think... Do you get a sense that concerts... Until there's a vaccine, do you get a sense that there can be a concert, Richard Marks?
I would hope not in the form that we've always known it, because I think it's really dangerous. I think that what's happening is that people are, Live Nation, for example, and some other artists and organizations are rolling out different iterations of the concert experience. So now, you know, like Keith Urban, I think, did the first drive-in concert where people were in their cars. They were sort of like, there weren't that many people, but it was a big open field where people came in their cars and they were separate from each other and they could still enjoy the show. But it's still not going to be the same kind of experience. So the idea of, like, because I'm somebody, you know, like, as you know, that's how I make my living, and I love my job, and I love to do concerts, but I also like to go to concerts. You know, we all, most of us who are music fans, you know, we love that.
Right, for sure.
Communal, you know, just rejoicing in music and performance. And I miss it too on both levels. But guess what? It is what it is. We have to deal with what is. And, you know, I'm hoping that 6 months from now, maybe 8 months from now, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't see regular concerts going back to normal anytime prior to 2021 for sure, and probably well into it.
All right. Well, if people want to see you virtually, let's explain this again.
In fact, I can do it this Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. 3 p.m. Central Time.
You know, well, this is a Zoom interview. Let me do the plug because you're breaking up every other word. Okay, so to repeat what Richard Marx just said, Grammy Award winner. Did I mention that? 3 o'clock Central Time. That's 3 o'clock Chicago time on Sunday afternoon. You go to this website. What's the website again?
TourGigs.com.
TourGigs.com. It's Front Row Seat Live at Your House is the name of the event itself. And that means you're not at Richard's house, at your house. And this is such a great album that you've got out right now. We talked about it. We played some of the cuts on the air here when you were in studio with us earlier in the year. It really is spectacular. Congratulations on the success of it. And I'd like to take credit for some of it because I believe Front Row Seat is about me, but that's a separate issue. and it really is. It's a great album. And you'll be doing some of that, but you'll be also doing your hits. And if you have not seen Richard Marx in concert, this is so totally worth just checking this out because you are a great storyteller and you're brutally honest. I mean, again, for people who follow you on social media, I mean, brutally honest about everything. And you are funny as hell in concert. So it's half comedy and half music. And it's just great. So
thank you, brother. And you know what? The other thing, really quickly, the basic ticket price to get in to see the show is $15. So I'm really happy about that. And we have a sort of like a VIP package where people get to see a little bit of the sound check and interact with me before the show. And they'll also get a t-shirt, which we had made for the show. And $5 from every t-shirt sale will go to a great organization, which I'm sure you're familiar with, called No Kid Hungry.
Yep. Absolutely. Well,
there's also a charity component to this. And it's just going to be fun. I know it's really going to be fun for me. You know, even though there won't be people in the room, I'm going to feel like they're there with me.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I can't wait to see it. Richard Marx, see you Sunday. Well, I'll see you. You won't see me. Sunday.
On Zoom for a cocktail.
Well, that's true, too, but that's a separate issue. Would you stop telling people about that? 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, please join Richard Marx in Front Row Seat Live at Your House.